You know, once upon a time, this isn't a story I meant to tell, but it's an extra bonus story. Once upon a time, about 15 years ago, there were exactly two kids that came to church here, and they were my two kids. So this makes me really happy today to see that the stairs are practically full. And it's good I have a whole box of snacks. It's great to have you here. I need a little help this morning, and what I'm hoping is that you're willing to share with me your whiny, crabby, grumpy voice. I don't know if you have a voice like that, but if you do, I'd like to hear it, and I would like for you to complain about how hungry you are. Now, maybe you're not really hungry, and you just have to imagine that you're hungry, but I'd like you all to tell me, oh, I'm so hungry. Why isn't there anything to eat here? Okay, ready? Go. We have some excellent complainers in the group. You sound exactly like the Hebrew people when God had saved them out of slavery and they had a journey to make through the wilderness. They hiked for about 6 weeks. They camped every night and then they ran out of food. All the food they had brought with them from where they started out was gone, and they started to get really hungry and they forgot God's goodness and they started to complain just like that. Oh, we're so hungry. Moses, what's the matter with you? Why did you bring us here in the wilderness just so that we would die here in the desert? We should have stayed in Egypt. We might have been slaves in a brick factory, but it was better because we had food to eat. Well, God knew that the people were hungry, and so God sent a message through Moses and said, tell the people that there's going to be meat in the evening and bread in the morning, and they're going to have plenty to eat, and when they do, they're going to remember that I am the Lord their God. Well, sure enough, that evening the camp was filled with quails, which are a kind of bird that's good to roast over the fire and eat for dinner, and that's what the people did. And in the morning, there was a flaky, fine substance all over the ground that the people collected and they put into baskets, and when they got hungry, they ate this stuff, and it nourished them. There was only one rule about this food that God provided in the wilderness, and the rule was, you get enough for today only. It was impossible to get too much, and it was impossible to get not enough. They would go out and collect, and it would be exactly right for that day. And that flaky stuff tasted kind of like wafers mixed in with honey. And the people didn't really know what it was, but they ate it for 40 years as they journeyed through the wilderness. They named it manna because they didn't know what it was, and that's what manna, that word means. What is it? And this was the way they learned to trust God every day for what they needed and to trust God with their future. Now, just in case all this talking about food actually kind of made you hungry, I do have a box of extra snacks to send with you to Sunday school. And we're going to say a prayer before you go. So everybody find somebody else's hand to hold, and we're going to say a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you for providing for us. Sometimes we forget how much you love us, but then something happens to remind us. We thank you for listening to us, even when we complain. Help us to take joy in your presence with us and to learn to trust you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.